Archers, for week commencing Sunday, September the 2nd, 2001.
George is about to get a surprise, and it's hopefully not the passing of a combine harvester.
Well, nothing fancy. A couple of game bags, that's all.
I wouldn't say no, George.
And a few traps. Pretty ancient, most of them.
Oh, you can never have too many of those.
Chris has been on at me to get rid of them for ages.
If you don't have a good clear-out when you're moving, you never will.
And she's right, of course. Should have thrown them out when I retired.
That's it.
Hey, do you want an arm, Greg?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I was always glad to get the rearing pens dismantled.
Should have this done by this afternoon.
Right, where are we? Down here?
Yeah.
Now, nice and easy.
Thanks. I'm going to stack everything and bring the trailer up when William's finished with it.
Oh, so you've got him clearing by the plantation?
Not me. Matt Crawford's suggestion.
Oh.
Thought some of next week's guns might find the parking area too unsightly.
You what?
Too many brambles. Too much fallen wood.
You are joking, eh?
I wish I was.
He must drive you potty.
You know what you were saying about Jack Woolley interfering?
Ooh, I can see Matt Crawford's even worse.
I've learned to switch off when it starts now.
Best form of defence. Hey, have you got another screwdriver? I can start on the next one.
No, it's all right.
I don't mind. Two of us will have the pens down in no time.
What about all your packing?
I'm fed up with it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I suppose it's not much fun.
If you ask me, Chris gets on better when I'm not under her feet. I can spare you an hour.
Well, if I'd known you were free, I'd have brought some tools up, but
never
as it is.
Mind. I'll just give a hand shifting when you've got the panels free.
Right, that's very decent of you.
I was glad of the excuse to get out. The whole house is upside down.
Yeah, moving's a pain, isn't it?
And it doesn't make it any easier having a parish council meeting on Tuesday.
I remember you saying.
And, of course, I'm supposed to have everything ready for it.
Well, if you will be chairman.
I know, I've only myself to blame. We've got quite a lot to get through this time.
Can you hold the edge a minute? A bracket's pulling away.
What? Is that all right?
Yeah, great.
There's these proposed changes to the local plan to look into.
Oh, yeah?
And the idea of having a flood warden's been brought up again.
A lot of places are doing the same after last autumn.
Hiya.
Hello. Morning, Ellen. The panel's about ready to go.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a walker.
I've come to help Greg.
On dismantling the pens.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do fine. She thought she'd try some real work for once, didn't you?
Oh, you watch your step, Greg Turner.
Ah.
Yeah, George has volunteered to help as well.
Oh, right.
No. As a matter of fact, you can take over from me, Helen.
Oh, okay.
I can't stay.
Well, that's a shame. I thought I was going to get away with supervising.
No chance.
I'd like to, but I can't very well leave Chris struggling with all the packing, can I?
Well, thanks for what you've done.
And you will remember to call round for the trap sometime.
Yeah, first chance I get.
Right, well, then I'll leave you to it. Bye, Helen.
I'll see you.
Bye. See what you've done?
What?
Deprive me of a first-class assistant. You'll have to work ever so hard to make up.
I intend to. In a minute.
How many more dishes are there?
A hundred.
It feels like it.
It's Jill's best service, special occasions only.
Oh, it is gorgeous, Ruth.
Cheeky of me roping you in.
Did I fancy a coffee, you said?
Oh, well, you got a coffee. And chocolate biscuits.
I should have known there'd be a catch.
I want to get this done before they get back from church. One less thing for Jill to worry about.
Are they almost ready?
Oh, not yet. Getting there.
It's such a long process.
Pip's not helping. We've had two emergency runs into Porchester for things she'll need for school.
When does she go back?
Tuesday. I think the teachers are in tomorrow.
I always hated that. End of holidays.
Pip can't wait to see all her school friends.
Oh, I liked school. It was having to put on a uniform again.
Morning.
Hi.
We've made a real good job of cleaning that parlour.
Yeah. Not just a hose down. All the muck off the beams, everything.
Well done.
So we've earned ourselves a break.
And you know where the kettle is?
Oh, charming.
You're not the only ones working, you know.
No coffee, Bert.
Oh, yes, please, David. Oh, you've been coloured as well.
Why should you escape? No one else has.
Oh, that's true enough. Did Ruth tell you Debbie called round?
Oh, yeah.
What did Mum get her doing?
Help bring a blanket chest downstairs.
Yeah, so you can see you got off lightly.
I guess so.
You won't get any more in that box. Do you want this tape?
Oh, please. Oh, now, Bert, dahlias.
What have they got?
The flowers on mine aren't as big as I'd hoped.
She's convinced she's going to win something in the flower and produce this year.
Go for it, Usha.
I'm not certain I'm going to enter.
Well, there might not be much point.
No?
Not the way things stand with the judges.
Oh, the great Harold Asquith controversy.
It's not funny, David. There's a conflict of interest if Harold has to judge anything of Jack Woolley's.
Yeah, but he won't know who's entered what, will he?
Well, he shouldn't, by rights.
That's ready to go through.
Oh, I'll take it, love. You open the door.
OK. All the crockery's going in the dining room.
Right, okie-dokie.
Here we go.
Anyway, if you are entering your dahlias, you make sure you get off all them side tubes.
Hmm, that seems such a waste.
Mm, it's what you've got to do for prize winners. Though it's a lottery you'll win anything this year.
Are you going in for much?
Oh, beans, onions, carrots. I don't hold out much hope.
There's one class you could definitely win.
I doubt it.
No, really, there is.
What's that?
The Victoria Sponge.
Victoria Sponge? I wouldn't stand a chance. I'd be up against my Frida, for one thing.
The men-only class.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
They're trying it out this year, only Janet told me no one's expressed an interest in entering yet.
Well, no one at all?
No. So, if you did have a go...
I'd have a completely clear run.
You all right, that side?
Fine.
No one you getting exhausted on your day off?
This is nothing. You should see some of the boxes I have to lug around in the shop.
Your dad was right.
What do you mean?
You take after your mother.
Oh?
Very independent.
When did he say that?
Friday night, when you insisted on buying a round for us all.
Oh, of course I did.
Shall we see if we can get that last corner down?
How do you think it went?
Friday.
Was it okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
You don't think Mum was, you know, quiet?
Can't say I noticed. Was something the matter?
Well, I was just wondering what you made of it, that's all.
I thought we all had a good time.
Good.
Can you give me a hand? Has she said something?
No. Oh, people's houses aren't this well made.
Oh, I want these pens to last for years. Why do a shoddy job when a good one saves work in the long run?
Is that what you told your students?
Yeah, all the time. Not that many of them at college took notice.
Is that part of why you got out of FE?
No, they weren't a bad bunch, really.
Some of them sounded a real laugh.
You can get a few characters doing design and technology, all right.
So is it just being stuck indoors all the time?
I wasn't made for that sort of life.
No?
That's why I was pleased when I found a friend of a friend was a keeper. I took it from there.
So what did the other tutors say when you gave up?
This one's ready to go.
Oh. Do they think you were crazy for leaving a good job?
You're very inquisitive this morning, Miss Archer.
I warn you, I can be very nosy.
There's a few things I'd like to know about you as well.
Such as?
Oh, the most pressing question is what you wanted for your birthday when you were 11.
Sorry?
It's Annette's birthday next month.
Oh.
And I'm completely stumped. I was hoping you might have some ideas.
That was just what I needed.
Now I can make a mean cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's all you need me for.
Oh, there's nothing else, is there, David?
No, you get off, mate.
Don't hang around, Bert. They'll have you packing filled sheet music before you know it.
Right, then. And we'll get them few acres of pasture turned over tomorrow.
That's the idea.
It shouldn't take too long.
Have you thought any more about the ploughing competition?
No, I'm still weighing it up.
Mm. Fair enough.
Oh, you see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you. Seriously, is there anything else I can do to help?
Look what you're doing to our guests, Ruth. They're getting paranoid about helping.
No, I'm not.
No, thanks, Usha. You've done plenty already.
Oh, it's going to be such a relief when the whole move's over.
Are you looking forward to having the house to yourselves?
Well, we'll miss Phil and Jill, but...
Everyone's ready for it, really, aren't they?
I'm sure.
The only worry is how Josh will cope. Life's going to be very unsettled for him the next week or two.
He starts nursery on Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Is he looking forward to it?
I'm not sure. I don't know if he's starting to worry about it.
Josh, he's not worried about anything. He's not worried about nursery, about Gran and Grandad going. All he can think about is his birthday.
The day after the move.
We had a party book for him and his mates at the swimming pool.
Oh, he'll love that.
Oh, just a bit.
He keeps leaving his trunks on his bedside chair.
Yeah, hoping that'll make the party come round quicker.
On Honestly.
He inherited being daft from his father.
Oh, thanks.
And what about Phil and Jill, the trip to Australia?
Oh, that's all sorted.
Touch wood.
We finally persuaded them they have to go business class.
Well, if they are going all that way, they've got to be comfortable.
Yeah, but they took some persuading, bless them.
They always feel guilty if anything looks like luxury.
Dad finally agreed to go to the travel agents tomorrow.
Maybe you could drop a leaflet off at the butcher's next door.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And we need to get back in touch with Ferguson's.
Are those the caterers?
Sorry, shop talk. Yeah, they sounded interested in coming to the launch.
You've got a definite date now.
Hassett Hills Lamb goes fully public on Wednesday, September the 19th.
We're having the do at Grey Gables.
Be there to experience the taste sensation that's going to sweep the nation.
Oh, David.
I'm convinced. Put me down for 3 sheep immediately.
I'm still working on my sales patter.
I'd never have guessed.
Maybe you should let the meat speak for itself.
Well, you might be right.
Have you had a lot of interest?
Not as much as we'd like.
The trouble is there's a glut of lamb at the moment.
There's such an image problem since Foot and Mouth. Yeah.
Debbie's been ringing round like she's possessed.
You've done your fair share.
So far, it's been an awful lot of effort for not much response.
Are you still looking for people to invite?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well...
Do you know someone?
Sort of.
Mm. Ruth, lock the door. She's not leaving till we've got full details.
Shiv was saying an old school friend of his had been doing well for himself.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a chain of Balti restaurants in Wolverhampton and Birmingham.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's called Adil Malik.
And Shiv could put us in touch?
Or I can. I've got a number somewhere.
That could be very useful.
Of course, he might not be the least bit interested.
Well, it couldn't hurt to ask, though.
I'll dig it out as soon as I get home.
We'd appreciate it.
We certainly would. We're starting to worry about the launch.
It's not generating enough interest yet.
And it's such a big day for us. We're desperate for new markets. We've got to make it work.
Clary's seeking inspiration.
Firm commitment?
Oh, yeah. Wayne said he'd be delighted to have Josie's birthday guest.
Have we got a tray of the raspberry?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be good to hear him on the radio again.
Wayne said they've had ever so many people write in asking after him. Now, all he's left is black currant, Pat.
Oh, that's all Betty wants.
Right. Someone from Radio Borchester's going to get in touch nearer the time. Tell us exactly when they want Joe at the studio.
You told them what records to have ready?
No, not yet. Me and Eddie started on a list. We thought... Oh, no, do you want the next one?
Oh, yes, please.
But it ain't easy.
Oh, I'd have thought you knew Joe's favourites off by heart.
Well, it ain't that, no. It's just whenever we start talking about it... Last one! And Joe always seems to come in.
Oh, you're going to keep it secret from him till the last minute?
We're hoping to.
Honestly, birthdays...
Edwards is going to be here for more trouble.
Oh, it's not long after, is it?
End of the month, and he wants a car.
Is that all?
We told him he ain't got no chance.
Nice to see such optimism, though.
Do you want me to get going on the later pops while you're out?
Please, I shouldn't be long.
I'll see if I can think what tunes Joe'd like.
Well, at least you've got him sorted now.
Ah, that's just it, Pat. We ain't really.
Well, he'll be thrilled at being Wayne's birthday guest.
Oh, no. But that ain't exactly from us, is it? Not from the family.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I'm going to do him a cake and we'll have a nice supper. But with it being his 80...
You want to get him something special?
Yeah. From all of us. The whole family. Only me and Addie just can't think what. And time's getting on.
Yes, it is. Josh, if you find an egg, carry it straight back to us.
In both hands.
He's determined he's going to help Pip on the days you can't come over.
She's being very level-headed about Gran and Grandad moving out.
Trying to be. Have you heard the latest?
What's that?
She's talking about keeping a diary for the bees and hens. A daily progress report.
Good for her.
You know why she's finding all these things to do?
I can guess. But she'll soon get used to Phil and me not being here.
Josh, careful!
And it's not as though we're moving any distance.
Any day you don't call around, she'll probably turn up a glebe with the hen report.
And she'd be most welcome.
What have you found?
He's seen the butterflies.
No, don't chase them.
Wait.
Never mind. I don't think he's going to find many eggs.
Oh, did you get the message I left by the phone, Ruth?
Yeah, thanks.
Mr. Malik, was it?
David rang him.
And this is Usha's friend?
Yeah, the man with the Balti restaurants.
Any joy?
Well, David's seen him on Friday. He's going to tell him all about the launch.
Careful!
If you're going to be silly, we can go in now.
He's only letting off steam.
Oh, I don't want him getting giddy, Jill. He needs a calm evening and a good night's sleep if he's going to be ready for nursery.
Has he said anything about it?
Only that Lydia's going as well.
It's a big help if he's already got a friend there.
Oh, the same.
I'm sure he'll enjoy it.
Tomorrow morning will be the longest he's ever gone without his family.
Yes. But he'll probably have such good fun he won't notice.
I hope so.
And by the time he sees you again, he'll be bubbling over with his new adventures.
Oh, I'm sure you're right.
Oh, he's found something.
Is that an egg?
Yeah.
Well done.
That's it, both hands.
Do you want us to bring the basket over? Carefully, then.
There's no hurry.
Josh, mind the tree root. Oh.
Never mind. We've got plenty of eggs already.
Nice work, Bert.
What's that, Bert?
You've done a good job.
Not too bad, I suppose.
I was in Marnes when you started. Couldn't resist coming over to see how you were doing.
I saw you at Olive Tree and all earlier. You must have been all over.
Oh, it's Jill's idea. She said I should make time for a good long walk.
Oh?
And have a real look around. You get so caught up packing, you forget what you're leaving behind.
Well, you'll be back plenty of times.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't mean to stop you.
Oh, I'm practically done now.
Those furrows couldn't be straighter. And it's an awkward stretch to plough.
All up and down.
It must be the most difficult pasture we've got.
Of course. There's a knack to working on a slough.
Oh, yes. You can't just sit back and let the computer get on with it.
That's what these young'uns don't understand. You've got to have a feel for ploughing.
Well, yes, of course you have.
Trouble is, once everyone starts using them cultivator drills like Home Farm, there'll be no more call for the ploughman's art.
Well, David made it quite clear to Debbie he doesn't want the drill used on all our fields.
I'm glad of that.
Well, it wouldn't be right for some of them.
Our ground like this needs breaking up.
Oh, yes.
And you can't beat turning over that furrow. Well, the rook's coming on after you, see what's turned up.
Have you made your mind up about Leighton Cross?
Well, the district competition.
You're obviously in good form.
Oh, I ain't decided yet.
Well, why not show the youngsters how it should be done?
Oh, I'm still mulling it over. Boss?
Yes?
When you give me my jobs, you always like that orchid corner at the top ploughed as well.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
Only David said it's time not to bother. It wasn't worth the trouble.
Well, it's marginal, I suppose. A lot of effort for very little extra yield.
You could be hard taskmaster, you know.
Not too hard, I hope.
Well, I wasn't saying I minded. You told me I could get the plough round tight spaces like no one else.
You're second to no one.
Seems a shame that corner won't get used one last time.
Are you sure you could squeeze in there?
Ooh, of course I could.
Well, in that case, Bert, why not give it a go?
Yes, boss. Right away.
All finished in there?
Pretty well.
All the late epoxy's in the cold store.
Oh, thanks.
Thought I might as well bag up the dirty overalls.
No, you needn't bother.
That's all right.
I've been back earlier, but Jennifer got me talking in the shop.
Oh, I ain't swapped the disc over, that's all.
That's all right, I'll do that. Look, leave the laundry and get off.
You sure?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind. I want to find out if Eddie's got that garden job he were after.
The young couple on the Borchester Road? Oh,
it'd be very handy if they'd taken him on.
Do you want to come to the sheds then, won't it, Pat? 14's laid down.
Oh, is she ready to carve?
Yeah, fairly soon, I think.
She wasn't looking too bright last week, and this is her first one, so we want to keep an eye.
Poor thing.
Clary, are you in the dairy on the 27th? It's a Thursday.
Oh, it's the day before Edward's birthday. Yeah, it should be.
Only you and Colin will be on your own all day.
Oh, how come?
Oh, the secretary of the organic group phoned earlier. That's when we're off to Dutty Home Farm.
Oh, good.
That should be fun.
You don't mind running things here?
No, of course not.
Now, Tom's happy to look after the farm for us, and I can't see Helen having a problem getting away.
So all you've got to worry about is being dressed properly for the occasion.
It's only another farm.
A royal farm, though. Hey, you got a tiara to match your wellies? Do you want me and Ruth to sit on it?
No.
No, we've almost got it closed, Mrs. Archer.
Are we good to take the cushions out?
No, we're almost there. Got it.
Aye. And the other catch.
Ooh, what a performance.
Well, ooh. If we're taking this drunk to Glebe Cottage, we might as well make use of it.
It was your dad's.
Yeah.
Cup of tea, Bert.
Oh, please.
He told me he bought it second hand for 5 bob in Felpisham Market.
It's a good chunk, is that?
Ruth?
Oh, go on. I can snatch another 5 minutes from checking our seed order.
I dropped the Hassett Hills leaflet in at the butcher's. I was in Borchester first thing.
Thanks.
You wouldn't believe what Phil's paid for our airfares.
Is this your trip to see Kenton and your new little granddaughter?
It's extortionate.
Jill, we've been through all this.
You've got to be comfortable when you're flying to Australia.
Bert.
Ta very much.
If Phil's hip, of course he really needs to fly business class.
We both do.
Ruth.
Thanks.
But I'm sure I could manage perfectly well in economy. And it's not too late to change my ticket.
And have the two of us sitting in different parts of the plane.
Jill, you can't even begin to win this argument, so why not give in gracefully? Oh,
there you are, love.
Thanks.
I can see I'll have to. Now, would anyone like a slice of cake?
Not for me.
Ah, that's what I've been meaning to ask you, Mrs. Archer. My Frieda swears by her mixer, but is there anything to be said for using a wooden spoon?
What for, Bert?
When you were making a Victoria sponge.
Oh. Why do you want to know?
Ah, no particular reason.
Oh, effortless.
It's a heifer.
Nice colouring.
Her nostrils are clear. You can head off if you like.
Oh, no, I want to see what she's like when she gets up.
It'll take a minute for them to get their strength back.
I saw Jennifer when I was out.
Oh, yeah?
She gave me the latest on Lillian's facelift.
Oh, right, thank heavens. I'll be worrying myself sick about that.
She's coming back from Guernsey for it next month.
All right. Your baby's right there behind you.
Yeah, she'll be in London for a week and a bit, and then she'll be coming back to Home Farm to convalesce.
Yeah. And won't that be fun for Brian?
He's just enjoying the break.
Blessed relief, I shouldn't wonder.
You ready to get up? Not quite.
Kirsty will cover for Helen, won't she?
Hmm?
When we go to Prince Charles' place.
Oh, I don't see why not. She's running the shop on her own this Thursday.
Kirsty?
I didn't tell you.
No.
She's leaving Kirsty in charge so that she can spend the day working with Greg.
Uh-huh. Nice that she's taking an interest.
But depends what she's interested in. What's she going to be doing? Setting traps? Shooting crows?
Whatever needs doing.
I mean, is that what you want to see Helen doing in her spare time?
Well, it's up to her, isn't it?
I always thought she was more welfare conscious than that. Not into shooting for sport.
People like Greg do a good conservation job.
So they'd have us believe.
Keepered land has a lot more wildlife than unkeepered.
It's not just that. And don't you think she's been all over the place since she started seeing him?
No, not really.
She was in such a state a couple of weeks ago.
Well, they've got through that.
Okay, now her mood's swung right the other way. She can't take time off fast enough when he whistles.
Oh, now that's not fair, love.
Yeah, but what's to stop her swinging back into the doldrums next week?
Well, I don't think she will. Oh, this looks more like it.
We've no idea what he's been like with his other girlfriends.
Why have you taken against him?
I haven't.
That's it. Let your mum clean you up.
I'm not against him at all.
No?
Yeah, but if we don't know what relationships he's had in the past, how can we feel comfortable about him seeing Helen?
Trust Joe to want something awkward for his birthday.
And before you ask, I've put some pickle in.
Cheers.
So, you ain't been to see him yet?
Not yet, no.
Well, you want to get straight round. Don't give them a chance to change their mind.
They're not going through.
They said the other quotes they got were for silly money.
Still, you want to get a start date settled.
Oh, let me finish my sandwich. I've told him I'm going round this afternoon.
Good.
I need to get a mixer and a brush cutter sorted out and all.
The money's going to be useful with the birthdays coming up.
Excuse me? This isn't all going on presents.
We've got to do something nice for Joe.
I told you what we should do.
Yeah, a trip round the brewery.
Oh, he'd love it, Clary.
That's really got the personal touch, isn't it?
Look, if you want something more personal, you, me and the boys could take him into Borchester.
Yeah?
We could start off at the Blue Boar.
Eddie.
Then go to the Three Tuns.
No.
Or another pub. Have a real night out.
We want to give him something nicer than a hangover for his 80th.
All right, I was only suggesting.
Oh, I know, love.
You think of something better?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be touchy. Must have caught it off for Pat.
Well, what's she in a mood for?
Oh, in a real mood. She's just not herself this morning.
No?
Something's bothering her.
What?
Well, she'll tell me if she wants to.
Oh, that sarnie was much appreciated.
Good. So, what are we going to do for Joe's birthday?
Oh, I don't know. You shot me best ideas down in flames.
We've got to think of something.
And for Edward.
Oh, it don't never get no easier, do it?
He's still banging on about a car.
As if he could afford to run one.
Well, that's what I keep telling
you. And as though he pays his keep regular, is it?
Yeah, can't blame the lad, mind. A car would make a very nice birthday present.
What do we want with a car? Be more trouble to me than it's worth.
Yeah, we're not talking about you.
Oh, I should have realised.
We was thinking about Edward.
Of course it wasn't my birthday you were discussing. It's only my 80th, after all.
We had realised.
Not even a cake baked for it yet, as far as I can see.
Have you been going through all the tins?
No.
No one's forgetting you. Look, is there something you'd really like?
There is, as a matter of fact.
What's that?
Well, I want to feel at peace with myself and with my family.
What are you on about?
I want to see Elf.
Oh.
He maybe hasn't turned out who me and his mother would have liked.
I'll say.
But he's still my old flesh and blood. And yours, Eddie.
You want to see him for your birthday?
Eddie.
It troubles me that we hardly ever meet up.
You wouldn't like a nice book or something like that?
Well, I told you what I want. So, since my birthday clearly isn't important in this house...
Oh, give over, Dad.
Unless Clary lives... That's why you're back this afternoon.
Aye?
If you was planning on an afternoon's baking, I could easily make myself scared.
No, I'm due back at the dairy any minute.
Yeah, I might have known.
Oh, Lord, is that the time?
Oh, I need to get a move on and all.
Probably have to bake my own birthday cake till you finish.
No, you won't.
Please, Janet Fisher, if I did.
I shouldn't be too late tonight.
What's Janet Fisher got to do with your birthday cake?
She was on at me this morning. Do I want to make a victorious sponge?
Hey?
Oh, life's too short to find out what he's on about. Yeah. Right, got to go.
It's one of the classes at the Flower and Produce. Victorious sponge, male contestants only.
See ya.
Leave the door, Eddie. I'm going to be late.
Well, it don't look like nobody's going to enter. Isn't that a surprise?
Oh, what a shame. Yeah, now, look, I'll make sure we have something nice for tea. Oh, no.
Phone, Clary.
If it's Pat, tell her I'm on my way.
Oh, leave me to run after you, why not? All right, all right, all right. Hello.
Joe, is Eddie there?
And what do you want to know for Neil Carter?
Because some of his turkeys have got loose. They're chasing around the yard.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Of course they shouldn't. That's why I want Eddie over here right now. Can I speak to him?
He's just popped out.
Well, you get hold of him.
I will do.
He's to come at once. I'll not stand for him putting our ends at risk.
George only mentioned the game bags and the traps.
Oh, it's easiest if you hold it by the antlers.
Okay.
This was an inspiration he had later.
If he really wants me to have all these hunting books...
Oh, he does, Greg.
I suppose I could find a use, but I'm not sure about the stag's head.
Oh, George particularly wants you to have it.
Oh, does he?
He says you're the one person in the village who'll appreciate it.
Well, it's very striking.
Oh, I think it means a lot to him, knowing it's going to a good home.
Oh, well.
Don't embarrass him by making a big thing of thanking him.
I've got the notes in here. Is there much about the public inquiry?
Oh, why not take it straight out?
Oh, hello, Greg.
Oh, afternoon. I came to pick up the game bags.
Hello.
Afternoon, Siobhan.
And Chris wouldn't let you get away without doing some heavy lifting.
In a manner of speaking. Are you quite sure?
Oh, you wouldn't believe how busy Greg is. We're very lucky he was able to call round.
Well, I don't mean to hold you up.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, don't be polite, Greg. You take it through.
What an extraordinary expression that animal's got.
Well, had you just been shot?
No, I'm just certain about this.
Completely. Hope to see you soon.
Bye now.
Bye.
Will you need the front door open?
Yes, he will.
The front door?
Would you mind, Jabor?
Not at all. Here, I'll get it for you, Greg.
Well, look, where's he taking it?
Home.
What?
Shh. I thought he was just moving it out of the way.
I'm afraid he got the wrong idea.
Fine, thanks.
I told him you'd put one or two things out for
not
him.
Not my stag's head.
The moment he saw it, his eyes lit up.
But, Chris...
And it's not as though we'll have room for it at the police house.
No, we've talked about it.
So, when I saw how much Greg liked it, I simply didn't have the heart to refuse.
Look, look, what? That's it. Get in the barn. Oh, yes. None of you be looking so cocky come Christmas.
Joe, what are you playing at?
What you said, trying to get the blessed turkeys back inside.
Where's Eddie?
Couldn't get hold of him.
That's so typical. He creates a problem, then leaves everyone else to clear it up.
Well, there's the two of us. It shouldn't be too difficult.
Oh, no. I can't help you.
Wait.
I need to see to my pigs.
It won't take you 2 minutes.
And I made it perfectly clear to Eddie he's 100% responsible for the turkeys.
Well, you won't have to do much.
If I give in once, he'll take advantage every time.
Well, so you're going to... An old man, the best part of 80, round about on his own, aren't
well,
you?
It's a matter of principle.
Oh, is it indeed?
Sorry.
Well, in that case, if you're going to do nothing...
It's not personal, Joe.
What about doing nothing right at the corner there, where they keep running through?
Huh? Oh, honestly. About here.
Yeah, that's it. If you was to have your arms outstretched while you're doing nothing, I could sort of drive them towards you and they'd have to turn into the barn.
All right. Get on with it, Joe.
Much obliged, Neil Carter. Off you go. Pull. Get in there, will you? Get in there.
Miner's equipment hire?
Yeah.
Minus labour costs.
Labour costs?
Edward's going to want something for helping out.
At least he won't have no excuse for not putting in his housekeeping, then.
And for the patio, I'd better get Neil in for a day or two as my assistant.
Well, Joe says Neil's hopping mad with you.
Oh, he'll get over it.
What if Joe hadn't have been around to help him with the turkeys?
As soon as I put some work Neil Carter's way, he'll be all smiles.
Not from what Joe says.
And that, after expenses, is what I'm going to make for landscaping 122 Borchester Road.
Cool, that ain't bad, is it?
I think we can afford to get Dad a decent birthday card this year.
Hey, you know what he was saying about Alf?
Yeah.
Do you think he meant it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, can't you talk him out of it?
Oh, Jamesy. Once Dad gets an idea and he's...
I don't want Alf coming over here.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah, never forgiven him for William's money box.
Not forgetting Nick the car stereo and my records.
But the money box. William, we're only three.
That's Alf for you.
You should stay away completely.
The thing is, Clary, if that's what Dad wants...
Yes, I know.
We did ask him.
Unless... Eddie...
Clary.
What's to stop Joe going to Gloucester for the day?
Nothing, I suppose.
Then that's settled. He can see Alf there.
Yeah.
Perhaps you'd better explain the purpose of the public inquiry, George.
All right, listen. The District Council is having a public inquiry next month to look at changes to the local plan. That's the way the area is going to develop, in terms of housing.
And roads as well?
All that kind of thing. Now, the Council's own policy is that any development should reflect local needs.
Yes, but what concerns us is one of the proposed changes to the plan... Policy B23.
What's that about?
Well, B23 refers to the proposed extension of the Ambridge Village envelope.
Not that again.
Well, there's still quite a few parties interested in seeing development here.
Well, we all know some buildings inevitable.
Well, it's the type and scale we've got to worry about.
Well, now, the inquiry's going to hear an address about the need for development from a representative of RoorTech.
Sorry, Siobhan, who did you say?
RoorTech.
Who are they?
Good question.
Well, we don't know much about the company, except they've retained a planning consultant who'll address the inquiry about our local development needs.
Well, has anyone here heard of RoorTech? No, then how do they know what our needs are? No one's asked us.
Well, that's the point.
If we're not careful, we're going to leave a vacuum. where developers can come in with any number of crackpot schemes.
We ought to put our own ideas forward.
Ah, but yeah. I don't know what people want.
Oh, I don't know. Can't we do some kind of survey or something?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking, wasn't I, Dorothy?
It's a good idea.
There'd be an awful lot of work involved.
I'm prepared to draw up a questionnaire. What kind of development do people think we need? What are they prepared to put up with? And what's out of the question, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, it'd be a great help if you do that.
Yeah, definitely.
And obviously, I'd get approval from the committee members before distributing forms around the village.
Mm. Well, if you're prepared to do it, I think we'd all be most grateful. Can I take it, then, that's the will of the meeting, that Siobhan should go ahead preparing a survey?
Yes.
Very much so.
With that item out of the way, can I suggest we break for tea and coffee?
Oh, please, I'm dying for a coffee.
Neil?
Mr. Barford?
How are you fixed for waders?
Fishing waders? No, thanks, no.
What about an old fishing basket George is keen to get rid of?
No, I don't need one, thanks.
What about Christopher?
Oh, well...
It is rather bulky, but he'll soon be old enough to manage it.
I'm not sure.
Well, why not call round tomorrow and have a look? The afternoon would be best.
Thanks for the offer, Mrs. Barford, but I'm going to be rather busy.
Oh, it'll only take 5 minutes.
I promised Tom Archer I'd help patch up some of his pig arts.
Oh, but surely...
And if I do have any free time, I need to get hold of Eddie Grundy.
Oh, do you think Eddie would want a fishing basket?
To be honest, I don't know and I don't care.
Oh.
He's been taking a few liberties at Willow Farm recently and it's time he realises he's got to stop.
Tony's trying to minimise friction.
Anything the matter?
200-hour service, that's all.
Oh, do you want a hand?
You can put some oil in the new filter if you like.
Oh, OK. Peggy was delighted with the verge.
Yeah, I thought she would be.
And Jack says our last lot of French beans were delicious.
Yeah, they've done well this year.
Well, I think he'd like some more.
Oh, I'm sure we can find him some.
That enough, Tony?
Swap. Right, thanks.
Your mum was busy starching her net curtains when I got there.
What on earth for?
He wants the place nice for Chris and George.
First thing George checks in the house, I expect.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah, if the nets aren't right, off he goes.
Oh, aren't you glad we're not moving?
Seems like we're the only ones who aren't.
Alistair's very relaxed about the whole business.
Yeah, well, he's relaxed about most things. That's it.
He was buying Daniel an after-school treat at the shop. He says they've got everything in hand.
Oh, they're having professional packers in, that's why.
I'm not sure I'd want complete strangers going through our stuff.
Oh, if it saves the hassle, pack.
Hi.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, you're home early, aren't you?
Well, I've left Kirsty to lock up.
Oh?
It was such a nice day, I fancied an hour or two in the fresh air.
Good idea.
Anyway, I've just gone back for my boots and jacket. Don't worry about leaving me anything for tea.
See you later.
Bye.
Should be seeing Greg.
Yeah, expect so.
You'd have thought taking tomorrow off to be with him would be enough.
Oh, now, come on, Pat. A couple of weeks ago, you were worried she was working too hard.
Well, yes.
It's good to see her having some free time.
No, she doesn't have to spend it all with him.
Look, granted that Greg is a bit older...
It makes a difference,
doesn't it? And neither of us wants Helen to get hurt.
All I'm worried about is, does she know what she's getting into?
Well, of course you're concerned.
Why does she have to rush headlong into it all?
Oh, coming from you, Pat.
I mean it.
Yes, I know you do. But my guess is, if we got to know Greg better ourselves, a lot of your misgivings would disappear.
Can you check the middle drinker, will you?
All right.
It was gunged up this morning.
Nah, nothing wrong with it.
So,
what do you think? Yeah, it's not a bad setup.
Yeah, they're decent birds.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, fatten them up nicely and we shouldn't have any trouble getting our old customers back.
And Neil don't mind having them here?
He's perfectly happy about it. Now, how do you fancy a day in Gloucester?
Gloucester?
You'll need to make an early start, mine.
Why do I want to go to Gloucester?
It's your granddad who wants to go, actually.
Oh.
A day before his birthday, to see your Uncle Alf.
Uncle Alf? Well, I don't want to see him.
Your granddad's got to get there somehow.
Well, why don't you take him over?
Can I? I told you this landscaping job's going to have me working all hours.
Yeah, and what about me? It's only our busiest time of the year.
Is there going to be a shoot on the 17th?
Not on the actual day, but...
Well, then...
Well, we're still going to be flat out.
Oh, Greg Turner will let you have time off. It's family business.
I can't ask him.
Why not?
Not when we've got so much on.
Oh, you never have a day off. Go on, ask him.
Oh, I don't know.
Flippin' heck. It's not like you're asking for a pay rise.
From now on, it's going to be two shoots a week.
Times like this, I almost wish we were giving Ed a car.
Eh?
That's what he's after for his birthday. A car of his own.
Well, you ain't going to give him one.
Of course not.
Oh, I was going to say.
How could he afford to run it?
It's not just that. You've got to know what you're doing with a car.
Me won't have any trouble passing his test.
No, I mean, you got to be sensible with cars.
Our Edward's sensible.
Oh, exactly. And if he's hanging out with mates like Jazzer.
Ah, no. Jazzer might look a head case, but he knows what's what.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Only I reckon one of these days. Well, the thing is with Ed...
Eddie!
Afternoon.
Why haven't you run me back?
Oh,
Clary told you I called, didn't she? Afternoon, William.
Oh, afternoon.
She said something about it. She didn't say it was urgent.
You know very well what it's about. The Pulse.
Oh, some of them got out yesterday, didn't they?
I certainly did. And if it wasn't for me, they might never have got back in.
Ah, no. I was hoping we could talk about that.
Believe me, we're going to. There's a few things you need to understand.
And apart from the turkeys, I wanted to discuss some rather well-paid work I can put your way.
Don't try and get round me.
I wouldn't dream of it. But since William's taking me for a pint this evening...
Am I?
Why not join us? My finance ought to be discussed in the right surroundings.
Mean, what's it to you, Bertrand?
A true countryman don't like to see any of the old arts lost.
As if you knew anything about ploughing.
I beg your pardon?
In that long back, you lost a match to Brian Aldrich.
Ah, that wasn't because of the quality of my ploughing.
If I come second to him, I'd have the humility to keep quiet about the subject.
The way you ploughed, you've a lot to be humble about.
How'd you make that up?
It was a disgrace, some of your fieldwork, Joe.
Well, very difficult land, Green Farm.
Not to a skilled ploughman.
How would you know?
Since you don't know anything about the subject, there's no sense arguing with you.
Your ploughing's as bad as your poetry. I never come second to Brian Aldridge.
The weather forecast was about right for today, wasn't it?
I suppose some people's happy to come second. Best they can manage.
It wasn't how good my furrows were, it was the speed. Never mind.
I expect she gets used to it after a while, being second. Last year's flower and produce must have helped. You got a lot of second places then, didn't you?
I didn't see you winning anything.
Ah, but I wasn't trying to.
Anyone can jeer from the sidelines.
They should have given you a certificate. Champion loser.
I was unlucky, that's all.
Ah, of course you was.
And I'll tell you what. I'll do better this year, and that's a fact.
Why? Frieda going to be the judge?
No.
Then you got no chance.
I'm going to win at least one prize, fair and square.
Of course you will.
You'll be eating your words, Joe Grundy.
I'd rather eat them than anything you grow.
You'll see. You're looking at a winner.
Room for two thirsty workers?
Ah, plenty.
Evening.
Evening, William. Now I'm on my way home.
Oh, she's done for that.
Well, thanks for the chat. Always interesting hearing other people's fantasies.
You'll soon say if it's a fantasy or not.
Yeah, what were you two on about?
Oh, he's up the summit for the flower and produce.
Got his eye on George Barford's onions again.
Ah, he's a sight too confident. I reckon he's got hold of inside information.
Crafty beggar.
Only I think I'm onto him. The only one in the category, eh? Crafty beggar.
Never mind the flower and produce. I've got some good news for you.
Oh,
Orang Alfie is happy to see you.
When's he coming over?
Oh, you're going to Gloucester. William's taking you.
Dad?
I'm bringing you back the same evening.
Oh, it's very kind of you, William.
Provided Greg Turner doesn't raise any objections. Ain't that right, son?
Well, I ain't promising nothing, but... Yeah, I'll see.
I'm most obliged. And thanks for phoning, Eddie.
Yeah, at least I can do.
I know you and your brother have not always seen eye to eye.
Is it any wonder the way he's acted in the past?
Oh, sometimes I feel very guilty about that.
There's no reason you should.
Well, perhaps if I kept more of an eye on him when he was younger, it might have made a difference.
Yeah, that's really important.
Well, he realises that now.
Oh, it wouldn't have made any difference with Alf.
Well, it might have done. Because if you stop from mucking around early enough...
It breaks the habit.
Yeah.
And I should have been more careful who his friends was.
Oh, he'd never have listened to you.
See, that's the real trouble half the time. The mates you're not crowned with.
He had some rotten friends.
Yeah, that's what you got to look out for.
It's too late now.
And it ain't just Uncle Alf, is it? I mean, you know, if anyone's acting stupid...
Hello, the man himself.
And their dad or someone could stop them.
Now, hold on, will you? Won't be a minute. Neil, mate, I promised you a pint. And a pint you should have. It's the least I can do.
Oh, just pay for this one myself.
Oh, never mind. I'll get the next.
And it's going to take more than a pint to win me over.
I told you. I've got some very lucrative work lined up for us. Patio lady.
Yeah, that's all very well, but I am not happy about your turkeys.
Yesterday was a regrettable accident. It won't happen again.
So you say.
It won't.
If your poults had got amongst the hens...
It didn't happen.
It almost did. Your dad meant well, but he was scattering them all over.
Neil, I promise you, it was a complete one-off.
Do you know how easily infection can spread between hens and turkeys?
Ah, now then.
And if that happened, after all the trouble Betty and I have been
you to... You don't need to worry about cross-infection.
Of course I do.
No. There's this stuff in the turkey feed protector.
Eddie.
Hey, don't get blackhead nor nothing.
We've been through this. Yes, there's antibiotics in what you give your turkeys.
Yeah, believe me, it's the business.
But for one thing, Betty and I don't want our organic operation depending on your antibiotics.
Oh, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Give me strength. All right, how about this? Because our ends are organic, they've built up strong, natural immunity of their own.
Then what are you worrying about?
So, in fact, it's your turkeys who are more at risk if the birds start mixing.
And come.
They haven't got such good immunity themselves, so... If you let them get in with the hens...
Oh, yeah. Could be full of germs, your hens. You want to watch them.
Evening, gentlemen.
Evening, Tony.
All right, Tony?
Yeah, I'll catch up with you later. Can one of you move the ashtray?
There you go.
All right, top.
Thanks for leaving the note, Dad.
Yeah, well, we were hoping you'd join us.
Oh, I'm ready for this. It was getting chilly checking the roosting trees.
Will Greg be coming in later?
No, when he's finished outside, he's got to ring round all the beaters for next week.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, well.
You wouldn't believe what he's got Mitch doing.
Mitch?
His dog. If he says Crawford to Mitch, well, he does it in a certain way.
Crawford!
And then... It's so funny.
This is Crawford, as in Matt Crawford.
Yes, and Mitch bares his teeth and really growls.
I thought he was meant to be a working dog.
Oh, he's brilliant. Greg just has to look at him half the time. He knows exactly what he's meant to be doing.
That's incredible what some of these dogs can do.
Kirsty is quite happy about tomorrow.
Yeah, no problem.
They must take so much training.
You're opening the shop up for her?
Yes, I said I'd go in for the first hour and she'll take over at 10.
Well, why not take the whole day off?
No, I want to be around for the deliveries. I'll meet up with Greg afterwards.
Oh, should be interesting, seeing what he gets up to.
Well, he said he's not going to make any allowances. I'm going to have to work hard.
Kirsty does know how to get hold of you.
Sorry?
If anything crops up.
Well, I'll have my mobile.
How long did it take Greg to train, Mitch?
I'm not sure. You have to ask him.
Hey, you know, your mother and I were only saying earlier that we'd like to see more of Greg, weren't we, Pat?
Yes.
In fact, what's he doing on Sunday?
Working, I suppose.
Only if Tom's going over to Kirsty's, and we've got that whacking great leg of lamb to get through.
Oh, nice.
How about it, Pat?
You want to ask Greg for Sunday dinner?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be really nice.
Make a change to have company.
What do you think, Mum?
Yes. Yes, of course. Why not?
Lillian and Chris are taking life at a canter.
Yes, I get clean off scrambling down the bank.
Oh, it's not the first time Marcy's cast a shoe.
Oh, easy. Easy, boy, easy.
No damage to the sole, thank heavens.
There's not going to be any, is there, Marcellus?
He'll be fine when we get him in the horse box.
Oh, I'm sorry to drag you out.
Oh, I was only too glad of the excuse.
Where are you parked?
Oh, a little way along the track. I didn't want to try bringing the box up here.
Well, we can manage a little walk, can't we, Marcy?
It's grass all the way. He should be fine.
Am I?
You're all right for your plane.
Oh, it's not for ours yet.
Oh, it's such rotten luck.
Yes. Yeah. Thoroughly enjoying the last ride.
I meant having to dash back to Guernsey.
Oh, that's better than paying a packet to the Inland Revenue.
You will be coming back here.
Don't worry. I've seen the last of me.
Good.
Oh, nice and steady.
Oh, this is much better than being stuck indoors packing.
You nearly done?
Oh, don't ask. There's everything in the garage to do yet.
We'll get done eventually.
George is going to make a start as soon as he gets back from Siobhan Hathaway's.
What's he doing there?
He's looking at a questionnaire on village development she's come up with.
Oh, we're almost there, Mumsy, almost there.
You wouldn't have a use for a camp bed, would you?
One of those awful canvas things.
George has hung on to it for years. I can't think why.
I can't see myself lugging it onto the plane.
No, of course not. I just wondered if you knew anyone.
Oh, I don't think so.
Never mind.
Of course, if I come across any weary boy scouts, I'll point them in your direction.
Oh, I don't see how we'll ever be ready for next Wednesday. Oh,
don't worry. You'll get through it somehow.
I suppose so.
And it'll all be worth it when you finally settle in your new home.
Very good of your mum and Jack to let us stay with them in the meantime.
Well, I closed it.
Aye, but it's not properly fastened.
Isn't that George by the gate?
What's he doing out here?
You see, the post slipped.
Has it?
So the latch hasn't caught properly.
Oh, dear.
You have to lift it first, see? Otherwise, livestock will be coming through into the covers.
Yeah, yeah, we can leave it now.
George!
These two will want to come through.
Oh, hello, Chris. I saw the horse box, but I assumed that Shula...
Oh, she's busy.
Marcella's cast a shoe. I had to call for help.
Whoa, boy.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi.
You've been in the wars all, son.
Oh, no, I'm done, fortunately.
I thought you were going to sort out the garage after seeing Siobhan.
Ah, now...
Oh, Chris, you can't expect George to be stuck in on a day like this.
That's it. I've got itchy feet.
Yeah, let's hope it's like this next week.
Oh, yes. Decent weather makes such a difference to a shoot.
Yeah, Brian said you'd got some interesting people coming on Tuesday.
Yeah, one or two have brought you to Land City acquaintances.
If you hang on to Marcy Lillian, I'll try and drive up to here. Save him going over the gravel.
Oh, will you need a hand?
No, we should be all right. You could make a start on the garage.
So... You and your horse been having adventures, eh?
We were having a fabulous time, weren't we, Marcy? Barely worn myself out.
Oh, right. In that case, perhaps you'd like a little pick-me-up.
It's very sweet of you. But we're rather a long way from licensed premises.
Which is why I never travel without a hip flask.
Have you got any bait?
Yeah, it won't need any once the tunnel's in place. I think we're ready to try it.
Right here.
Get it level over the trap. They're very inquisitive weasels and stoats. Can't resist looking in.
You make all the tunnels yourself?
I should do. Hey, no, this is one of George's.
Well, it looks well used.
I'm glad to be given it. Now, the wire needs to go round the peg.
Do you want me to do it?
If you like. It needs to be really solid.
OK.
We don't want something getting caught and dragging the trap and tunnel off into the undergrowth.
Right. Is this secure enough?
Can you make it any tauter? We want a quick dispatch.
Oh, have you come to have a look?
Yeah, come away, Mitch. Good dog.
Right, there we go.
Solid enough. I wish everything I got from George had been so useful.
What are you going to do with that awful stag's head?
Stick it in the attic was the first thought.
What if George calls round?
Well, that's the trouble. I suppose since he really wanted me to have it, it should go on display.
But it's so hideous.
It's the look on his face I can't stand.
Oh, I know.
It seems so startled. Well, I had it in the kitchen, but I couldn't face breakfast.
Or maybe you could keep a blanket over it till you have visitors.
Maybe. And now we need to get some leaves over the tunnel. Make it less obvious.
I've been thinking about Annette's birthday. Well, what about a necklace?
Do you think she'd like one?
Well, she's like most other 11-year-olds.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, it's only a suggestion.
Oh, I think I'll go with it. Thanks, Helen.
Is that the trap finished?
Yeah, we need to get pegs in either end to stop my birds wandering in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there's some in my bag.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably not the best judge of necklaces, though.
Oh, would you want me to help you choose?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. Nearer the time.
Of course not.
All right, can I have a couple of pegs? Thanks. I need pushing in a few inches apart.
Oh, do you want me to do this end?
Yeah, please.
I've got an invitation for you as well.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, Mum and Dad want you to come over for a meal.
Oh, I'd like to.
Good.
Oh, once the next 2 or 3 weeks are out of the way.
Oh,
Crawford said to find you here. Morning, George.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Mitch. Hello, lad. Hello.
Well, Ellen,
He'll make you a keeper yet.
Oh, well, he's certainly
trying. Now, Greg, what I came up for was about Tuesday when you picked up those bits and pieces.
Yeah, it's one of your tunnels under here.
Oh, glad to see it's of use.
I didn't really have a chance to thank you properly.
You keep saying what good traps they are.
Oh, I... Well, no, it was more the stag's head I was concerned about.
Oh, yes. Thanks very much for that.
Oh, do you like it?
It's growing on me.
Slowly.
Only, I didn't mean to impose, you know, by making you take such a large and rather...
Moth-eaten?
Historic sort of memento.
Oh, well,
I'm... It's only because Chris got mixed up about what was to go.
Did she?
You didn't want to give it away?
Well, no. And to be honest, you know, I feel as though I've lost an old and valued friend.
Marcy, in you come.
Go on, Marcy.
Come on.
You'd have been better leaving the horse box where it was in the first place.
We got it right in the end. Let's get the tailboard up.
Yeah.
Here, let me help.
Oh.
Can I fetch you one for the ride?
No, thanks.
How about you, Lillian? Or should I say one for the flight?
You shouldn't really.
Go on. It's the things you shouldn't do that are the most fun.
That's true.
It just lifts straight up. You take that side.
Right.
That's it.
It's a shame you won't be here next week, Lillian.
You can't argue with the tax man.
You can generally find a way around him, though.
I ought to have spoken to you earlier.
We'll soon have you home, Marcy.
You'd have liked coming to the shoot lunch.
Would I?
And it would have done some of the guns good to meet you.
Ready whenever you are.
I won't be a second.
See, they assume everybody living in a place like this must have straws in their hair.
What makes you think I've never had straw in mine? That was most welcome.
My pleasure.
Well, I'd better get cracking.
Yeah, and in case anyone's worried, I'll make sure the gate's properly closed before I leave.
Good for you.
Hope to see you when you get back.
Anything's possible.
You're happy with that?
Perfectly. I'll hang on to it for the time being.
Only while Chris and I are staying at the lodge.
I don't think Gran would appreciate having it there.
No, maybe not. But once we've moved into the police house...
I'll bring the stag's head back straight away.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Oh, no.
I mean, if you've grown attached to it...
No, I haven't really had a chance.
Don't worry, but I'll remind him to do it.
Oh, thanks. Right, well, now, I'd better get off.
Oh, before you go, George, have a look at this. Mitch?
No, Helen.
Watch this.
Crawford! Crawford!
Stop it! Didn't that take much teaching?
Yeah, I know I shouldn't have done it.
Mitch is so clever.
I don't normally teach him bad habits.
Oh, you're entitled to make an exception in Matt Crawford's case. Oh, Chris will want to hear this. I'll leave you to it.
Bye now.
Ta-da.
See you. Oh, sorry, Greg, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right, what's next?
We need to check the hedge behind the beach, Spinny.
Okay.
After we've had a cup of coffee.
Oh, don't tell me you're flagging.
I haven't had a drink since 6 o'clock.
Well, I suppose that's a reasonable excuse.
Do you want one?
Well, if you've got enough. I had one before I left the shop.
There's plenty. I could do with a sit down.
Helps. It's dry down here. So, was Mitch your first dog?
No. A chap at the outdoor centre we went to had a working dog. Let me have it when I went into keepering.
Was it any good?
Not much. I soon worked out I needed to train one of my own.
Well, where's Mitch gone now?
Exploring. He'll find his way back in a minute.
It sounded fun taking your students on outdoor pursuits.
It's a lot better than lecturing them.
Sure.
I suppose I got carried away with it all. I started being away most weekends.
Is that when things got difficult?
Michelle could have come along with the girls if she'd wanted to. There was a family room at the centre we went to.
Well, why didn't she?
Not her kind of thing.
No?
Didn't think much of the countryside. The worse it got between us, the more time I spent away.
And that's when she started seeing someone else?
Yes. Wish I'd seen it coming. Could have been more civilised about the breakup.
Could you have saved the marriage?
No. Well, we might have handled it better for the girls.
Yeah?
And if we had, I might still be in touch with them.
I don't get it. Michelle didn't like the countryside.
Loathed it.
How come the two of you got together?
Not everyone's as sorted out as early as you are, Helen.
Oh, Mum doesn't think I'm sorted out at all.
No?
She's quite twitchy about me at the moment.
Because you're seeing me?
Well, I guess so. It's only because she doesn't really know you, Greg. It's
Look, would it help? Do you want me to tell her about Annette and Sonia, that I'm divorced?
No.
You sure?
Not yet, anyway.
Good.
Well, all it is, you know, if she was more used to you, it might be easier.
That'll come with time.
Well, that's why I thought you coming over for a meal would help.
I'm all for it.
It was actually for the Sunday, the invite.
Oh.
Well, I know you're really busy.
No, that's fine.
You wouldn't have to stay long.
It's all right, Helen.
Honestly?
Yes. Work isn't everything. Even at this time of year, I can take a couple of hours off.
Well, it was Dad's idea.
And it's a good one. A proper Sunday dinner with your folks. Should be good.
Hayley thinks Kathy should take a chance.
Be out the buggy as well.
Hey, don't go too near, Lily. You'll frighten it.
Are you going to join your sister and hold my hand?
No. Go on, then. On your own.
Careful.
Oh, I hear the playgroup's as excited by peacocks as these two.
I'm sure they will be, Hayley.
I bet at least one of them gets terrified.
Now, don't start getting nervous. You've got weeks to prepare for them coming.
Yeah, I know.
And the activities you've planned look excellent.
Oh, Cathy, I really want it to work out.
It will do.
Elizabeth is putting such a lot of trust in me.
Because she knows how good you are with children.
Yeah, well, there's always a first time to mess up.
Anyway, you'll have plenty of helpers.
Hey, Freddie, not so close.
I'll be there when the playgroup arrives to help you welcome them.
Well, that'll be good.
Oh, and I've asked Emma to help out if you want her.
Won't she be needed in the cafe?
Not if you could use another pair of hands going round with the children.
Oh, that should make life easier. Freddie! I mean it!
You're going to bring them into the garden first?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, good idea. You'll be able to stop at the toilets if any of them need it.
And they will. And then, depending on the weather, I thought we could do a little part of the nature trail.
Not towards the lake.
Nowhere near.
I was going to say.
No, we'll just look at one or two trees, that's all.
Oh, yeah, you can have them hunting for acorns.
That sort of thing. And then into the barn for something arty-crafty. Yeah. Some songs and a story.
Onto the play area.
And Bob's your uncle. Finish up in the orangery for juice and crisps and a sandwich.
A perfect trip out for a play group.
Yeah, as long as none of them get lost.
Oh, it's that peacock give you a fright, Lily.
Look at her face. Yeah. Hey, shall we go and do some painting in a minute?
With the mums that are coming,
yeah.
Can you mention the shop in case I want souvenirs?
Yeah, of course I will. Don't need to worry, do I?
No.
Not if I've got mums and Emma. I never realised how good she is with the kids till the other day.
She's super with them.
Right. Are you coming back to the buggy?
Are you going to paint some lovely pictures for Hayley?
Have you ever thought of getting her to babysit Jamie?
Don't think she'd want to.
Well, she's always on about needing extra cash.
Is she?
Oh, hang on. That's it. No rush.
Well, that's useful to know. I don't like assuming Sid'll do it all the time.
There you go, then. No more excuses for not having wild nights out.
I've got every excuse. I'm worn out when I get home, for a start.
Right, in we go, Lily. And once you get out in a crowd, you will come to life.
I'm so used to being on my own now, I've forgotten how to socialise.
Wait a minute, Freddie. Let me buckle Lily in. And all the more reason to start doing it again.
Oh, if you could snip it there. Ah, thanks.
One more box out of the way.
What's next?
The cake stands.
Well, have we got anything left to wrap them in?
There are still some newspapers in the scuttle.
Oh, yes. Are we going to need more boxes, Jill?
I picked up a couple from the shop, just in case.
I thought the removal firm had left us too many at first.
Doesn't take long to get through them.
No.
I saw Joe in the shop, buying caster sugar and vanilla essence.
Running an errand for Clary.
That's what I thought. But when I asked him, he seemed most offended.
Well?
Said he was getting them for himself. And what's more, Clary wasn't giving him half the help he wanted.
Help with what?
I wouldn't say. That's ready for wrapping.
All right. Is this the one your aunt gave you?
I'm thinking of the blue one.
Yeah.
I did wonder. And Bert taking a sudden interest in cake baking as well.
Good heavens, yes.
Something's going on.
Yeah, probably best not to pry.
Can I have some more paper?
Yeah. Oliver called round while you were out.
What did he want?
Oh, it's a courtesy call. His master foxhound.
It's a while before they'll have the hounds out, isn't it?
Yeah, he was saying. They won't be hunting for at least the first half of the winter, and possibly beyond.
Aren't the effects of foot and mouth endless? Mm.
We got chatting about his new beef cattle.
That can go in now.
Oh. You got a couple of dozen store cattle coming in next week, mostly Charolais crosses.
He hasn't had any difficulties getting them.
No. Mind you, wasn't quite as high-tech as we were. He bought them by phone rather than through the internet.
Can you loosen the top of this one?
Yeah. He's got all the transport arrangements in place and all the paperwork, so it's simply a question of waiting.
Is looking before you buy completely old-fashioned these days?
Well, he's buying them from a friend in Northampton, so he knows he'll get good stock. Well, there we are.
It'll be good to see Catholic Grange Farm again.
Oh, won't it?
They've done a great job.
Who has?
The printers. I picked up the latest batch of leaflets on my way back.
Oh, let's have a look.
There you go. What do you think?
Hassid Hill's Launch. A taste of best Bortershire.
Yep.
I like the colours.
Time, date, all the details. And on the back, how to find Grey Gables.
This actually looks quite a good map. Most of them are too small to be of any use.
Any chance of you taking some to the WI, Mum?
Of course.
And if you could give the event a bit of a plug at the next meeting.
Try.
Yeah, it's one of the best networks going in the WI. Yeah.
I can certainly think of one or two people there with catering connections.
Oh, thanks.
How did you get on with Mr. Malik?
It was great fun, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, he's very friendly and very talkative.
Is he interested in the launch?
Well, he says he's going to be there.
Good.
Once I managed to get a word in to invite him, that is.
Selling to a chain of restaurants would be a good start.
Well, there's probably not much chance of that. He's in a completely price-driven area of the business.
Well, he wouldn't be coming if he wasn't interested.
Well, Debbie thinks it's a good sign.
Yes, of course it is.
Now, we just need to drum up more interest elsewhere.
There. Shall I put the kettle on?
Oh, good idea, Mum.
We can have some cake, but I've just packed the cake stands.
Come here, Freddy. Let's give your nose a wipe.
You haven't seen Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's not in the office?
No, and I needed to OK some prices.
Oh, sorry, I can't help. You've done that really well, Lily.
By the way, I took your advice.
Oh?
Emma says she'd love to babysit.
Told you.
So, I've booked her for an evening.
You're going out?
Only with Pat. In a couple of weeks.
Excellent. The first step's becoming a complete party animal.
Something to look forward to, anyway.
Freddy, how come you've got paint in your ear?
She started picking my brains about roast lamb.
Emma?
Pat.
Oh. Let's get it wiped off. Well, I thought she knew everything there is to know about roast, didn't
she? Oh, she does. But she's dithering whether to use herbs or not on Sunday.
Oh.
Greg Turner's coming over.
Oh, is he?
Mm.
I had heard a rumour.
Well, apparently it's true. Mind you, I'm surprised at Pat being anxious about having guests.
Did you see the rabbit Josh coloured in?
It's up on the pin board already.
You know he wants to go to nursery tomorrow as well?
He doesn't.
He's very disappointed that it stops at the weekend.
I don't know what I was worried about.
Ah. Are you finished, then?
He's fallen in love with Megan.
You've got the iodine. What?
He's come back with stories about her every day so far.
Is she the teacher?
No, one of the little girls.
Oh. Huh. Very precocious, us Archer men.
And Pip seems fairly happy with her new class. Are you done?
She always takes a week or two to settle back in.
She wasn't too impressed when she tried playing a steps video after school.
No?
You'd put the Defra biosecurity video in the wrong box.
Oops. Silly daddy.
That's pretty much what Pip said.
Oh,
what was Bert thanking you for earlier?
Oh, I've said he can use the 60 horsepower tractor.
He's made his mind up about the planning contest.
Yep. He's going to take on Borchester and District's finest and fittest in October.
I didn't think he was that bothered.
Well, it's to make a point to Joe Grundy.
Oh, nothing new there. Give us the iodine.
Yeah. Well, Joe told him he was useless at ploughing.
Well, that was really throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah. Well, apart from the tractor, I've also said he can use the old two-furrow plough.
It'll need some cleaning.
Oh, it'll be all right once we've rescued it from the brambles. Come on, slow coach.
All these are finished.
You're last again, 72.
Don't rush her. She's still giving a decent yield.
Well, and I gave Bert the £8 he needed for entering as well.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Well, the honour of Brookfield is at stake.
Oh.
Sort of.
Tell you what I'd pay £8 for.
What's that?
To find out why he looks so mysterious whenever the flower and produce show is mentioned.
Ah.
Do you think he's entering something really exotic in the gentleman's buttonhole?
Don't think so.
He's absolutely convinced he's going to win something.
Well, Mum isn't certain, but she suspects that Bert is involved in matters of a cake-related nature.
Cakes?
Mm-hmm. No hard evidence yet, so don't go spreading rumours.
My lips are sealed.
Finally! Well done, old girl.
I'll do the teats.
Right, let's get them moving.
Do you want me to let them out?
Oh, hello. Yeah, please, Dad.
We thought we might walk the herd back up for you.
No, it's all right.
Go on, out you go.
Actually, we'd rather like to.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, of course not.
Thanks.
Oh, on you go.
It's such a nice evening. And I wanted to see if I still got the knack.
Of course you have.
Well, I'll start letting the rest out of the holding yard.
We'll drive them out if you like.
No, it's all right. We'll manage.
Fair enough. Go on. Go on. Out you go.
That's going to be us one day.
Hmm?
Taking the cows back for a last time.
Oh, Mum and Dad will keep coming over once they've moved.
Yeah. It won't be the same, will it? It won't be their herd anymore.
Well...
Not the way it is now.
No.
You need a hand, Phil?
It's all right, I've got the gate.
It'll be funny not having them here.
It's only just starting to sink in.
They can start coming through.
On you go!
Seems like they've lived here forever. It's 30 years since we all moved in.
Of course, your dad grew up here.
Go through, go through!
We've taken on a hell of a challenge, haven't we?
Yep.
Worried?
Excited.
No more safety nets.
No. Do you think we can make it work?
Yeah.
Like they have?
Yes.
From next week, Brookfield Farm is going to be us. You, me.
Pip and Josh.
And one other.
It's a very special place.
Hmm. That's why we've got to make it work.
Keep going, keep going.
We will, David. We'll keep it special.
I hope so. After all they've done, we owe that to Mum and Dad.
Go on.
Keep going.
Go on. Go on.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.